views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, everyone, with my book, my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, becoming a number one Amazon best-selling book in five different countries in the USA, Canada, Germany, Australia, and also the UK, I want to thank all of those people who downloaded the Kindle version of the book and helped to make it number one. But with the book getting so much more recognition, I wanted to share with you that I've received lots of people asking me if I would do a show on walk-ins and tell everybody more about my extraordinary experience that I had in January of 2003. To start off with, I'd like to say that 14 years ago, I had never heard the term walk-in. I didn't know what that was. I never heard about it. And 14 years ago, I was not particularly spiritual. You know, as a child, I balked at any kind of religious participation, and I would have to be forced in doing religious activities. And 14 years ago, I was experiencing one of the darkest periods of my life. In fact, I had lived for 47 and a half years, truly not experiencing life, but mainly reacting to life as a victim and generally feeling unfulfilled, empty, and questioning why the heck I was ever born. I tried to commit suicide twice, and I asked God continually to help me make my life end. Well, that was all about to change in January of 2003 when I went through an absolutely incredible life-changing experience. And 3 months after experiencing the characteristics that accompanied this life change, I was divinely led to the people and the information that explained to me that I had what's called a walk-in experience. Now, in this way, I didn't read about walk-ins in a book and then copy and exhibit the characteristics like a hypochondriac. I lived the transformation first. I experienced the characteristics for those 3 months, and then I found out the title and information at a later date. Now, there are several different kinds of walk-in experience, and mine was angelic, as I am Angel Ariel. As I speak about in my novel, which is entitled One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which is actually the prequel to my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, every soul who incarnates in human form writes the contract of their life, and they choose when they will exit their incarnation. Walk-ins occur when a soul on the earth plane becomes so deeply saddened and disillusioned by their human experience that they unconsciously ask to exit and to be released early from their earthly contract that they've written. This strong desire to end their physical life early may have resulted in sustained mental and emotional depression, trauma, and suicidal desires. Now, in my case, the former soul who was in the body, Claire Candy, had gone through a 26-year abusive relationship, 22 years married to her ex, and then after that fell into a destructive, deceitful relationship that saw her spiraling down and losing all of her life force energy. Now, in this case, the person is just so weary and exhausted by the continual emotional abuse that have endured that they simply want to exit in order to stop the constant pain and suffering. A person may be so shut off on a conscious level that they never share their pain and torment with another human, yet their soul or higher self is more than willing to seek help in this case. Now, with human beings continually protected and loved and guided and watched over by angels and spirit guides, our non-physical guardians, they constantly monitor how human beings are coping on the earth. Because they can't interfere with our free will, sometimes they look on helplessly as some humans slip further and further away from the light of divine connection, and they do get lost in the darkness. With the human soul, when the human soul has shown absolutely no inclination to gain power and control and empower their lives, they continually ask unconsciously to exit their contract. A spiritually advanced soul across the veil would initiate a dialogue on an unconscious level with the human soul in their sleep state. You know, some people have asked me, why don't they just send the messages when they're conscious, when they're awake? Because they're in such a perpetuated emotional dark state of negativity, the human soul's energies are truly not high enough when they're awake to perceive the conversation. You know, in order to hear angels, we must attune ourselves to higher vibration. In this conversation, the advanced soul across the veil will present the possibility of the human soul giving up their incarnation with full permission for another soul to walk in and take over not only their physical body, but take over their responsibilities as well. Now, this is a contract between two souls, and in no way is it possession, as it's solely dependent on the free will choice of the human's higher self. Because of their advanced spiritual enlightenment, a walk-in has earned the right to ask humans who are in such deep pain if they would like to be released from their earthly contract. Now, this is because walk-ins have such an important role to play in raising the consciousness of the earth that they can bypass the usual process of coming through a baby's body at birth. In this way, they don't have to wait to grow up, but they can be effective immediately in being of service to humanity and holding vast amounts of light. The spiritually advanced soul across the veil would address the deeply saddened earth soul in their sleep and initiate a conversation which might go something like this. Instead of committing suicide and wasting the body that you are in now, you can be of service to the light and allow me to help you. In doing so, you can go home to God with honors and end your pain and suffering. Now, the walk-in would make it crystal clear to the human that there is no shame. You know, there's no failure in not having completed their contract. In addition, the walk-in explains that they will accept absolutely full responsibility for the human soul's life. The reason that everything will be followed precisely is because the walk-in will retain the complete memory imprint of the soul who is walking out. You know, it's much like a computer chip. The former soul's brain retains every minute detail and information that they experienced in their life. But what they don't acquire from the former soul is their emotional imprint, the deeply saddened and tormented emotional imprint that goes along with the previous soul's life. In fact, the walk-in brings crystal clear ability to solve often long-standing insurmountable problems that were left behind by the former soul. Now, this is tantamount for the walk-in to bring all aspects of the former's life into alignment for them to be able to create what is, in essence, a brand new life. If the former soul, the walk-in was saddled with the same unresolved and deeply traumatized and sadness of the walk-out soul, it would stop the walk-in from doing their very important work and getting on with their mission. You know, usually the souls will spend a lot of time discussing the possible exchange, and in some cases, it can take years. When I visited the former soul of Claire Candy, it was over about a 2.5-year period. But when the walk-in and the human soul are in full agreement, they plan an intersection episode for the exchange to take place. Now, walk-ins can occur because of a serious illness, during a surgery that might happen during an accident, a near-death experience, or during sleep, or a meditation. And that's where ours took place during a very deep meditation. Once the exchange of souls is complete, the former soul walks out and the new soul wakes up in the body. They have absolutely no recollection of the walk-in experience. You know, you don't come in with a tag around your leg or your arm that says, hey, you've had a walk-in experience. And they don't, you know, with a nearby handbook explaining what's happened. The process is actually blocked because that's what happens when one returns from a higher dimensional reality where there is no measure of time, and they come back to the denser aspects of the physical dimension. And believe me, 2003 was a much denser energy than it is now. And it was much heavier and more dense. And although we can't remember what has happened to us, what we do know is that everything is different and it feels so much like we are living the wrong life. Now, the reason that there have been increased numbers of walk-ins specifically in the last 20 years was because of the utmost importance for everyone to hold as much light as possible to help raise the consciousness for the ascension of the planet. This increased light helped to transmute and transform negativity on the planet and to increase unity, peace, love in a very dark world. The most difficult aspect that I had after I walked in was being presented with the former soul's life, which was filled with disrespectful, dishonoring situations and negative people. They held this negative energy because the former soul, who was in such deep emotional trauma, pain, and suffering, attracted similar like energies to her whole world. I extricated myself from many of them, as I now carried a positive, joy-filled, happy, light energy, and I did not resonate with any of them. Others, like my family, did not know what had happened to me, but they saw this tremendous difference now that I was happy, not angry, not vengeful. I was peaceful and calm, where they saw the opposite previously. Certainly didn't know the term walk-in, but they could see the tremendous difference in my whole personality change. In addition, other things that changed for me, my tastes in food, in clothing, in music changed as if overnight, with completely different attitudes and perceptions and personality and characteristics. Many walk-ins struggle to identify with the personality that they take over. This is because they usually come in when the human soul's personality has been so emotionally damaged, or the body has been physically unhealthy and compromised in some way. With the former soul being anorexic and suicidal, she was living on black coffee and cigarettes. She was smoking about 2 packs of cigarettes every single day and existing just on black coffee. And she basically stopped eating. And so it took me a very, very long time to bring this body back to health in order for it to be a very well-working vehicle in order for me to get on with my mission to help humanity bring more light to a very dark planet. You know, walk-in souls have the responsibility to learn how to live among other souls who are the previous soul's life's mates. You know, people like their family members, you know, some of their friends who they contract to be life mates with. You don't have to spend every waking moment with them, but, you know, they have to learn this balance of how to have these people in their life and not to be affected by them. Now, there are many who are listening to this podcast today, who may think, I'd love to stop the pain and I'd like to stop the suffering in my life. Why don't I just ask to have this walk-in experience and be done and released from my contract? And the posse of angels are listening. They wish to reiterate and to make it very, very clear that a person on the earth plane cannot consciously ask to be taken out of their contract by having a walk-in experience. If they are awakened, actually, if they're awakened enough to know what a walk-in is, then they are awakened enough to proactively affect their lives and finish their earthly contract, hardships and challenges included. And the posse of angels are adding that suffering is optional. You know, everyone, once I experienced this angelic soul exchange and I found out who I was and why I'd returned, I began to then follow the 5 important principles that Angel Healing House is built on, which is to take responsibility for our lives, to forgive others, to have no judgment, to be grateful and appreciative for our infinite blessings, and to love unconditionally. When I started to follow all those things, then the reality that the former soul had created for herself, I begin to create a very different reality of heaven on earth as I followed the voice of God and the signs and the communications with my angelic family, the posse of angels, as my life was now one of complete service and devotion to God. And, you know what? While not every walk-in writes in their contract to be with their twin flame, 9 months after I walked in, I drew my beloved twin flame, Pete, to myself, and we married 14 years ago, and we've been on our twin flame mission ever since. And those people who have read about the way, the divine way that we met, they are so touched by the circumstances in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which tells the full story. Now, a few questions that I get asked frequently are, is it difficult to be a walk-in on the earth plane? And I must say that over 14 years, it's become easier. But in every waking moment, it is a constant juggling act to be in the world and not of it, to be continually being downloaded with messages from the etheric realm, from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and to function in a human body. It is a constant juggling act. As I said, it's gotten a little bit easier, but it's always there. It's always that balancing act. And somebody else asked me, if not all walk-ins come from the angelic realm like yourself, what are the other kinds of walk-ins? Well, the walk-ins that many people are familiar with are hierarchical figures like Jesus. Jesus came into the earth plane to bring more light to the earth at that time. But he was the ascended master, Lord Sananda, and he incarnated as Jesus to walk this path of love and forgiveness. Another one was Buddha, and Buddha was Siddhartha Gautama, and he also came in to bring light to the planet and to shift consciousness and for people, again, to live in unity, love, and forgiveness. Now, a walk-in can also be from another planet, from another dimension, and these are called star seeds. They are part of our intergalactic family, and for the most part, they want to help us. They have extraordinary technologies for us to have free energy and for us to have technology to for us to have perfect health. And they have been hidden from us off planet and told that they are all evil and dark. And I'm not going to say that some of them are not, but just like human souls, some choose to have a dark agenda, but for the most part, they are there and they want to help us. And as I said, they're part of our galactic family and they bring a wealth of knowledge with them. And a walk-in can be also a spiritually advanced spirit guide who wishes to help with the Earth's ascension by incarnating on the planet in human form once more. Or they can be like me and from the angelic realm. If you are feeling estranged from your own being and you're having difficulty relating to the people in your life, in theory, you possibly could have had a walk-in experience. You know, I share my information and my autobiography. I am an angelic walk-in to help others discern whether they have also had this amazing experience. Remember that you can purchase my novels on my website at angelhealinghouse.com, or you can purchase them on Amazon. So I hope that's been helpful for people who wanted a little bit more information on walk-ins and also, you know, and a lot of those things are endemic to many people who've had a walk-in experience. And this is for, and also to help me to share my own individual journey with this as well. We have about 3 minutes left but before the break, but I wanted to remind everyone that this coming Thursday, the 19th of October, we have a new moon in Libra, which is my sign. A new moon represents the end of one cycle and the beginning of another. It gives us a new burst of energy and the energy to take inspired action. And while every new moon gives us an opportunity to turn over a new leaf in our life, to start a new project, as the energies are all about forward motion and making progress, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that this new moon will be a complete game changer for some, and they are saying especially for many born in the sign of Libra. For this new moon foretells unexpected changes that bring many of us honor, recognition, wealth, and success. So expect with having expectations, but be prepared and open for not only positive things entering your life, but drop again all attachments as to how you think the answer to your dreams and prayers will be fulfilled. Now, in this way, you'll be open-minded and flexible to take advantage of and receive rare, and the Posse of Angels are calling it predestined, opportunities for riches, recognition, and honor. For many, the presentation of these opportunities is what they have been working towards over the past 10 plus years. And if you have followed your intuition, if you have created that book, if you've created that platform, if you've extended that idea, if you've gone beyond logic and rationale and you followed the voice of the divine in creating something, in stepping forward, then this will be the culmination for many about from all of those years of diligence and hard work. The success that these opportunities will be bringing, do remember, is a slow-moving energy that will start many of us on a road of being finally able to build steady long-term recognition leading to financial security. And do remember that the effect of this October 19th new moon lasts 4 weeks up until the next moon, which is November 18th. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of those calls for free angel readings. And you can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. So I'll see you after the break.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, and welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the lovely Posse of Angels. They're waving hi in the etheric realm. They're saying hi, everyone. So Welcome back. And we're going to be taking some of those callers for those free angel readings. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our first caller. We've got Ashiel in New York. Hello, lovely Ashiel.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm not bad. Just keep going through changes after it was over, but like constantly changing. And one thing that I'm also going through is, again, I got rid of pretty much everybody in my life, you know, and because somehow I couldn't relate to the people that I had around me. So I'm pretty much just starting over again. But yeah. I feel that's something that I need to do. I only have kept one person, but so I'm pretty much open to start over, you know, and see what happens.
Yeah. You know what, Ashiel, I'm so grateful that you're bringing this up, because in many ways it is like, and don't take this personally, because in many ways... The collective has done this for the past 10 plus years. They have cleared and cleansed. They have set up boundaries and limits. And our lives now look so different from where they did previously. And many of us feel like we're starting over. It's like we ran this huge marathon before, like 2012, which was to get as many people on board of Ascension as we possibly could, and in doing so, a lot of us were used and abused as we enabled and helped and saved people. And since 2012, we have started to clean up our own lives. We've started to see where the disparity in energies were with the people that we were with the work that we were doing. And now we've come to the second conclusion of our second mission, which was cleaning up our lives. And now we're ready to step forth and to share that with others on the planet and come together. And because we've gotten rid of so many, I hate the word gotten rid of. That's not what I'm all about. Because our resonance.
Letting go.
Yes, maybe letting go is much better, not getting rid of people. because our energies are so high now, and they've shifted into such compassion and love and forgiveness. But you can have compassion and be a very strong, empowered person and not allow your energies to be diminished by anybody. Now that we find ourselves with very few around us that we resonate with in our careers and our jobs and the work that we do, we're going to be bringing to ourselves a new tribe, new peeps or people of you know, to be able to support and encourage and to promote what we're doing on the planet. So the posse of angels are applauding you, Ashiel, because we go back a long time when I was on Blog Talk Radio, and they've seen, I'm just getting shivers, and we've seen the arc of how much you've grown, and they also want you to know that, yes, it can be pretty lonely when you find yourself with maybe one or two, you know, good friends around you, and people don't seem to understand you. They don't seem to resonate with you. But you feel like you can't go back. And they're so proud of you that you've stayed true to who you are and not compromised and settled for less. So they're really applauding you. Let's go to the cards and see what we can see for our lovely Ashiel. Okay, the first card is the Queen of Summer. They want you to be really kind with yourself. You know, the cup cards are those of emotion. And they want you to know, during this time, really nurture your soul. Say, I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. If anything was meant to be different, it would. You need to just keep trusting. Just keep trusting that everything will unfold exactly as it's supposed to be. Now, this, as I said, this new moon is a game changer, and it will bring in unexpected changes that will in some cases, it will literally turn people on their heads, and they'll move, and they'll meet people, and then suddenly they'll have this forward motion to create long-standing recognition and all these things in their life. And the next one is the Star card. I forget that I'm on Facebook TV Live as well. This is a beautiful Star card. And the Star card is all about you being the star of the show. It's about hope and having faith that everything is in divine order. I do want to draw one more card for you, Ashiel. I love these cards. I can't speak highly enough about them. It's called the Oracle of E, and it's by Pam Grout and Colette Baron Reed. And I love these cards because they just have words on them. You know, there's no symbols. There's just hit you right in the solar plexus. What do I need to know? And we'll ask, knock, 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 what does Ashiel need to know now in going forward? Okay. Psst. Ahem and hey you. That's exactly what's on the card. Psst. A-H-E-M. Ahem and hey you. And let's see what this card says for our lovely Ashiel in New York. It says, we'd like to interrupt this oracle deck with a very important announcement. There is nothing that you need to worry about, Ashiel. Every single thing that looks like it has gone south in your life is an illusion. It has no power over you now. It's time to look at what your doubts or insecurities or fears are, look them straight in the eye, and call them out as the insignificant posers that they really are. So this is a very empowering card. It's saying all of those things that you are now feeling a little bit lonely, you're feeling a little bit, you know, like you've run this tremendous marathon, it's all for a very higher purpose. And for, just like the Star card, for you to trust that you're exactly where you are. So Ashiel, I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that I called. I really appreciate that.
Okay, you look after yourself and nourish your beautiful soul. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, you know, I often say, everyone, that the messages are not only for the individual caller, but if you happen to be listening and drawn to the program and you hear these things, they're meant for you. And so many of us are feeling now that we've run this huge marathon, and now we're at this place of a bit of a hiatus, and we're looking around and saying, well, you know, I'm no longer, you know, I was blocked or stopped from doing what I normally did, and now the new hasn't shown up, and the people are gone from my life, and I'm left with only a few, and you're starting to question if things are on the right track. And this is saying, drop all of those fears, drop all of those illusions, and drop all of those doubts and insecurities, because you're exactly where you are, and to increase the hope and the trust and the faith that you will be guided. You will be guided to what your soul needs the most. So let's go to our next caller. We have Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Angel Healing House and Claire Candy Hoff.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I was covered in goosebumps or God bumps the whole last caller, because it was such a, it's just everybody's story right now who are waking up. You know, it's like feeling like you're by yourself and you have fewer friends and letting go of those things that no longer serve you or treat you in loving ways. And just, it's amazing once you start to move through that, but it does feel like you're on the path alone as opposed to rescuing everybody else. So I'm just curious as what's going to happen over after this new moon towards my health.
towards your health. Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing that I'm getting is that the things that you think or the things that you feel are out of alignment as far as health in your body took a long time to put in to put into place or to create dis-ease in the body. The Posse of Angels are saying you have experienced such tremendous turnaround in your health, and for you to put more emphasis on what has balanced out in your body and not what still needs to come back into perfection or back into, you know, what you consider to be in working order, because they want you to know that that your body, when you put your emphasis on what is out of alignment, on that maybe they've actually said on the 10%. That's interesting. They don't usually give me numbers. They just showed me the number 10. The 10% that's out of alignment is that you're not encouraging your body that, gee, 90% is functioning properly and you're doing a great job and, you know, and thank you and you know, of course, where we put our attention, intention, our focus flows on that. So they're saying that that your health will just continue to improve, and things will balance out. And they really want you to know the incredible job that you've done, and you don't usually put your emphasis on how far you've come. How far you've come.
That's true about my health. That's true. That's very true.
You know, and our
body. It's been a marathon.
What's that?
It's been a marathon, that's for sure.
It's been an absolute marathon. And they're also saying when you share your story with others, and, you know, people will say, there's no way that this is not fiction. There's no way that this is not fiction, because of the astounding, miraculous results that you got physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in how you've turned your life around. So they're applauding you. I'm going straight to the Oracle of E book, which I love these cards, as I said before, and I'm going to find a card for Beth. Getting right down to the heart of things. Okay, what message do we have for our beautiful Beth? Oh, I don't think I've seen this card in a long time. This card is At Your Service. At Your Service is a 23 number, is a 23 number which condenses to a 5, or it adds up to a 5. And it says, I hope it's comforting to know there is a big universal butter who is working behind butler who is working behind the scenes, taking care of all the details, making sure everything is turning out exactly as planned. This butler is as loyal as Fido, as determined as Diana. Never ever see yourself without options and never give up. See yourself as trustworthy as your own beating heart. So can you let him carry the tray? And they're saying, give this over to the divine. Say, I'm doing all that I can do when it comes to my health.
I'm doing all that I can do.
I'm doing all that I can do. And now the rest, the 10%, I just give that over to God and the angels because they're at my service. If there's some information that you need, it will be brought to you. Don't rack your brain on how you can clean up this last 10% because they're at your service and they got your back.
Okay. Yay.
Yay. So I hope that's been helpful.
Very. Thank you so much for reminding me to look at what I've accomplished as opposed to what needs to be accomplished.
Absolutely. Love you so much. Have a glorious day.
Love you too. Thanks, Angel.
Okay, bye-bye. And thank you, Beth. Isn't that such a wonderful reminder for all of us, including me, that we don't give ourselves credit. We don't give ourselves credit for just how much we've done in the last, well, I've only been here in this incarnation for 14 years, but 10 plus years or 5 plus years or 2 plus years, whatever that is, and how much we've cleaned and cleared our lives, how much we've honored and respected ourselves, and we've gotten rid of all that detritus in our lives, all of those things that were out of alignment with love and peace, acceptance and unity and harmony, going through that 5-point checklist of taking responsibility for our lives, forgiving others, not having any judgment, being so grateful and appreciative for our blessings and loving unconditionally. They're saying that last 10% of whatever that is, please let them be at your service and say, for the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all, let it be so. So let's go to our next caller. If you'd like to call in for an angel reading, we've got a little bit more time. You can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to our Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi, happy birthday month.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday month. I love it.
Still
How
going.
Are you?
I'm okay. I was wondering about my foot, and I wasn't really sure, what to do about it, if it's better to let it rest or if I could try exercising and if that would somehow heal it. I'm sort of at a loss about what to do. It's been over a year now.
Okay. When you were speaking about your foot, one of the most important things we have to remember is to bring, stretch the body. Okay. I'm not sure. So you're not doing any exercise at all?
No.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
no.
Okay. All right. So, they want you to exercise without exercising. Okay, what that means is they want you to stretch the body. Okay, so you can stretch your arms. You can stretch your arms. You can do, you don't have to do yoga stances, but twist the body, circle the arms. You can certainly do leg lifts or circle the leg, and I'm not talking vigorously. I'm talking very slowly, Stephanie. And in this way, you're increasing the lymphatic system in the body. And they're nodding their heads, and they're saying, yes, just increase the flow in the body. I don't have much time, but I'm going to go to these cards, which are the Oracle of Eve cards, and see what comes out for you. But I would definitely do something.
To and that was
increase.
The stuff that I was sort of getting the feeling to do. So I'm glad it was like a confirmation of that.
Well, also, they're saying they're applauding you because you rested the foot. You rested the foot, and now you're able to go forward. And you're gonna love this card that I just pulled for you. It's called Jackpot. Jackpot. Do you see dollar signs? Do you see dollar signs? They're circling around you like a veritable cyclone. Everything in your aura is pointing to material gain. You want to manifest a new home, more love, a better job, a new life. Bingo. It might be wise for you to start making some room. You know, years ago, a friend of mine said, you are great, on the etheric realm, but you have to ground yourself more. All the things that you want for yourself are there, but because you're not in the body and the body's not moving, you can't manifest on the physical plane. So their advice to you, Stephanie, is to get moving, and that will help you. I'm going to take this next caller just at the end. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We've got Asa. Asa in Denver. Asa, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Hello, Asa. Well, we've only got a few more minutes left in the show today. So, Asa, with it being my birthday month, I will pay it forward, and I will give you a okay, let me see. Oh, Asa got disconnected. I'm so sad. But Asa, if you are still listening, because it's my birthday month, I will pay it forward and I will give you a call off air because you are not able to get an angel reading today. In the little time that we do have left, I'm going to ask the Posse of Angels for a message for all of us with this October 19th new moon coming up. And ask them, what's a general message that we can all take away with us just for some added insight, give us a little bit more direction, a little bit more clarity, and let's see what that is. Oh, I love this card. This is a number six card, and the number sixes are about harmony and balance and joy. And this card is called simply GPS. Guidance. Protection system? I'm not sure what GPS stands for. there's so many acronyms in our lives. And I know it just is GPS, but here we go. And I'll read what GPS is for all of us. OMG. Our intuitions are being a real show-off these days. It's so easy to help navigate your life, and quite frankly, it's getting a tad bit impatient. It just can't understand why, when it knows the fun, easy route, you insist on doing everything without its help. There's no need to be lost ever, especially now that you're about to stumble onto a gold mine, okay? So please do allow the angels to show you the signs on how to step forward. We left the Piscean age a long time ago. That was the age of analyzing things and rationalizing and trying to figure life out. Allow God and the angels to show you those signs to the fulfillment of your dreams, and step forward boldly, because on the other side of that is always miracles. And that just about ends our show today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you to everyone who has helped One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and I Am an Angelic Walk-In become number one Amazon bestsellers. And if you would like to get your own individualized angel reading, hour and a half reading, please go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. You can purchase my books on Amazon as well, and also on angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I'll speak with you again next week. Take care. Bye.